Fuck it. We don't have time for this shit.
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. Cause fuck 50 Cent. I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 61 of Between Bars on Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and so am I. My guest this week is the award-winning Dollars the DJ. I swung over to Disruptive Studios to talk about the hustle, the struggle, and spiritual rewards. We'll hear that conversation in a minute, but first, baritone super nerd Antifrantic let loose an EP a little while ago. It's called Krebs Cycle, it's full of knowledge, and it's weird as fuck. Here's the lead track, produced by Jay Downs and featuring Adonis Chance. This is Forever.
Yeah. Everybody knows it's the T-Dot. Yeah. And everybody knows it's the T-Dot. Let's go.
Forever, forever. We're all going through the lights. It's a hard endeavor, endeavor. And all the bridges may burn and our ties may sever, may sever. We will always remember that we're in this together. And we will live forever.
Living in this imminent time got me tripping over these instruments, suffocating the mind of every generation. Or killing all I was ever faced with. You're seeing everything all combined, so I redefine every avenue that I travel and battle through. Grab the gavel, your arguments invalid. Every time I grab the mic, I channel the energies and the annals of memories, turning words into a salad. Those who eat it up will be wondering who the chef is, coming with recipes and flavors forever tested. The ends of verses are all compacted, all into my brain, and you wonder why I'm distracted. Thinking about that instrumental, how should I attack it? Fucking with this music so intimately, I need a prophylactic. I'm saying my passion goes very deep, and I'm hitting every spot to make you put me on repeat for forever.
Forever, forever. We're all going through the lights, it's a hard endeavor, endeavor. And all the bridges may burn, and our ties may sever, they sever.
Nothing will sever me from being so everlasting. Minds are forever blasting. Whatever's clever, I'll burn it down in the motherfucking desert. Within my head, no more asking for the past things. Maybe I should look for them, then it will be the last thing that I ever recall. It's just ended forever basking in the future. Never is written down in the ledger, so pull the lever. Plenty of time for reversing the casting. Then you pick a part of your monster, part of you that's the person who really wants it. All of your self-esteem, the part of you that is killing your concerts, reason you went to your arms hurt, making sure you're stronger than you seem. King with powers of the queen, my infinite range astonishes. But your promise is no realer than a dream. I'm a fiend for the fallen, quadruple, double, call it infinity. I feel it when I breathe, and I'm doing it forever.
Forever, forever. We're all going through the lights, it's a hard endeavor, endeavor. And all the bridges may burn, and our ties may sever, the sever.
Drop an old school beat.
And now it's time for our feature presentation.
Dollars the DJ.
Dedicated and relentlessly optimistic, Dollars the DJ picked up the first Survival of the Illest title last year in Toronto, knocking out a host of artists, including myself. No hard feelings, of course. In his own words and tracks, this is Dollars the DJ.
Dreams get carried away. What they say, so keep dreaming, so keep dreaming. You'll find yours one day. Cause you're on the right track.
For real, man.
And you ain't coming back.
Never coming back,
so
you know.
Keep dreaming.
Forget that dream, man.
Yeah.
Yo, a born king prophesized in a vision. Dream big, that's a lesson I was given. Mom dupes told me nothing tried, nothing done. So I'ma keep pushing till I get it done. A
blessing from above. She put up with a lot and so show a nigga love. There's one thing promising life and that's death. We all gotta die someday, so why stress? Just live and transform your dreams to reality. Reach for the stars and only then you see the galaxy. Plan big and be creative with your strategy. When it's all said and done, all you got is your anatomy.
Get carried away, but don't mind what they say. So keep dreaming, so keep dreaming. You'll find yours one day. Just 'cause you're on the right track, and when you wake up, you're coming back. So keep dreaming, so keep dreaming, keep dreaming.
As a youth coming up, I had dreams about this rap life. Now I'm living dreams through this rap life. Real talk, this world is like a nightmare. It will haunt you when your dreams give you nightmares. Eyes wide shut, so close doors open. Palms come to life when these words get spoken. On the right track, so I'll never take the wrong turn. On the long journey, most niggas take the short turn. Martin had a dream, Marcus had a vision, Malcolm had a thought, Mandela went to prison. Freedom is a must, all you live is your decision. Live free and love the life you live in. Don't let them crush your dreams or stand tough. Every time they shut you down, just stand up. Stand tall, pick up your chest and man up. Pave the way, cause the road's tough.
Get carried away, but don't mind what they say. So keep dreaming, so keep dreaming. You'll find yours one day.
Martin Luther had it right. Start improving, had to write lyrics on a page through a wave, but I panic might start to lose a stand and fight. Am I light? Here's my wifey now. I see it like she Vanna White. How do I make it worse to explain? Cause every time I find my feet, earth move again. In my day feeling long, mind racing along. No sleep, keep dreaming on, facing the dawn.
Disruptive Studios, how's it going?
It's going good, Duke. What you been dealing with, man?
Oh, just, you know, I'm just getting back into it now. Took an extended vacation.
I hear that. You, me, and, you know, the whole rap community.
Well, everybody except Ill Vibe, Philly Moves, and Peter Jackson.
I hear you, man. That's true.
Okay.
Young was doing this thing too, you know?
Yeah. For the people who don't know, let's talk a little bit about your history, how you got started doing music, where you've been since then.
Well, where to start? Man, I've been doing music for over 15 years now. I've been doing music for a long time. Started out singing, actually, in a little choir in church. Don't laugh. You know, doing the little boy group thing, started singing and stuff like that. And then, you know, when I was on the block, you know, me and Amanda were just freestyling, doing our thing back in the days. And we just started taking it more seriously. Went to the studio, got some beats, you know, tracks, you know, and, you know, just basically kept it going. And then I basically fell off for a little while, you know, went to school, did my thing, did my entertainment business management at Toronto Film School, and started doing promotion from my homie Young C, because he was doing his thing, the Project Idol, you know what I mean? He won that freestyle competition. Helping him out, doing his thing, you know? And then I said, fuck it, we jump back into this game myself. And that's when I basically came back and dropped my I Am Music mixtape. And that was in, I think was it 2011 or so? I think it was the end of 2011, 2012. Mm-hmm. Can't remember which year it was. You know, I dropped so much shit. Ever since, you know, from the first one, I dropped like bombs after bombs after bombs. So, and then I linked up with T-Rup. And from there, hooked up with friggin' CSC Production, got the I Am Music beat, and from there, you guys know the history, man.
Speaking of from there, you are the first Survival of the Illest winner.
Yes.
You took it with a performance of I Am Music, I think. You took that.
It was basically the performance that I did after. It was supposed to be I Am Music, but we had a little mix up with the artist, with the other artist that's on the track that was supposed to be there, but you know, she couldn't come at the time, so yeah. That was okay though. So what we did was I did my other track, I Am Legend, and that track is, you know, that track's a heavy hitter, man. That track's a heavy hitter, you know. Shout out Mike Guts and those guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But man, shout out Lil Vibes too. But that track was the winner, man. You know, the people loved it.
Yeah,
the people loved it, they cheered it on, they said Daz, you know, so.
Yeah, I was competing that.
You went on first.
But it was indicative to me that you've got like more of a pronounced sort of spiritual side and message to your music.
Yeah.
Just on the lyrical end of it. What sort of like influences, like musical or life experiences led you down that way?
Okay, well, my life experience is kind of like a rocky road, a little roller coaster, you know? I lived a life, I've been there. I don't like to talk about it in my music. I talk about more the positive things. I don't really like to talk about the hustling and the being strapped and all that foolishness, whatever it is. But when I do talk about it, it's just a reminder of who I am type of thing, like where I came from. Like me, as a youngin, you know, when I started rapping on the block with the Mandem in those times, I was actually homeless, you know, sleeping in the park and shit like that, you know. Mandem could go back to their house and eat dinner and shit. I had to fucking go to Max and steal a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Sleep in the park type of shit like that. So that's where I came from. So I lived a hard life. I know the hard life, and I just try to rap about positive now. So now it's like, for me, I see the unfair, the unjust program or the unjust system itself. So I'm a natural socialist, how it goes down to, you know, you can take it how you want it, but whatever it is, you know, I'm for the people, by the people. That's what it really is. It's not no one person rules everybody type of thing. No, it's for the people, by the people. That's what it really is for. And that's what I'm about. That's where my influences came from when it comes to my life. My music influences is, you know, I'm born Jamaican, I grew up political. My mom is part of the People's National Party. And my dad is part of the Jamaican Labour Party, you know, so a lot of people may know it as the Spangler Posse or the Shower Posse, and you know how it goes back home. And so for me, listening to Bob Marley and certain political artists that sang about certain things and sang about Marcus Garvey's words, sang about King Selassie's words, those are my influences. That's where I came from, you know, I came from that kind of power. So. Mm.
Yeah, so basically day one.
Yeah, yeah, I've been on it from day one, man.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Yeah, I do it for us, that's a good love. See, everything I do, that's a good love. I'm styling on these niggas, that's a good love. The movement going viral, that's a good love. That's a good love, that's a good love. Yeah, that's a good love, that's a good love. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good. I see you looking, see you watching, what you staring at? Let's be frank, float ocean and my swagger splash. I'm live from the 80s, like them Thundercats. This gon' need a couple humps and some Roscoe Dash. Got your bitch eyeballing, but I'm looking past her. Slavey swag, Roger drip, ladies say I'm dapper. Got me all up in the room like a word or poster. Bust it down, heads rolling like a fucking coaster. Alright, you gon' learn tonight. Alright, you gon' do it right. Some FaceTime chick, you gon' learn to Skype. She all center stage when she hold that mic. I do it for us, that's a good love.
to everything I do, that's a good love. I'm styling on these niggas, that's a good love. The movement going viral, that's a good love. That's a good love, that's a good love, yeah. That's a good love, that's a good love. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good.
All the ladies looking, they watching. I'm so fly, so they flocking. I'm silky smooth, so I shock him. I beat it up like Cochran. I'm on P, top down, traveling at 4G. That's high speed, no fiber. I get it in like PS3, they tweeting me. Wall post, that music app, they googling, they messaging, texting, that hook chat or BBN. Cause I look good, feel great, push bars, lift weights, I goes hard. Real deal, these rappers is bitch made. My show's on like Lupe, I'm on top like Toupe. I bring the heat like Soule, I eat the beat like Souffle. They stalking me like TMZ, they's loving me like Cool J. The game's mine, just watch and see, fuck with that, it's doomsday.
I do it for us, that's a good love. See everything I do, that's a good love. I'm styling on these niggas, that's a good love. The movement's going viral, that's a good love. That's a good love, that's a good love. That's a good love, that's a good love. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good.
I entered the scene cause my style's so obscene. They addicted to me, something like some crack fiends. Hotter than you, yes, I'm hotter than her. All of us gonna take over summer. Not focus on boys, only focus on stacks. Only focus on boys, you be pushing them packs. Put me on trial for killing these tracks. Killing these tracks, they like it like that. Misery loves company, that's why I move so low when it comes to me. Quoting me off Twitter cause I love to preach. Love to preach, thinking I don't sleep. Yeah. You heard it here first. Competition leaves out in the hearts. Looking this good, I swear it's a curse. You ain't know they want me on the verse. I swear hitting bitches all the worst. Stealth brand new, never rehearse. Stealth brand new, never rehearse. Yeah. Looking this good all the time, no time for slack. Boomerang pussy keeps him coming back.
I do it for us, that's a good love. See everything I do, that's a good love. I'm styling on these niggas, that's a good look. The movement's going viral, that's a good look. That's a good look, that's a good look. That's a good look, that's a good look. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good. I see them looking at me, cause I'm looking good.
In terms of hip-hop in general, how would you say you feel about the direction it's taking? Like, are you hopeful about where it's headed, or?
That is a hard question. I watch a lot of interviews, I hear a lot of interviews, and people answer that question so easily. To me, I think that's a very hard question. Why I say that, because hip-hop is something that's living, that's always moving, so you have different people that's influencing the actual art, so it goes one way, but some other people may love the underground, some other people may love the trap, some other people may love the popular hip-hop. It's just living. So hip-hop is going in the way of life, period. That's how I look at it. It's gonna be there in the future, it's gonna be there after I'm gone, and it's just gonna be there. That's what it is, man. It's one of those things where there's always gonna be a new way to do it. Right, it's an art that's never gonna die. That's how I look at hip hop, you know.
Yeah, and you yourself, in terms of the artistic direction and the business side of it, where do you see yourself taking this? Like, you know, over the next year, I mean, you've already come a long way, even recently. But where do you see yourself taking it this year, and then over the long term?
This year, I'm gonna take it back to the 90s, you know. How the artists in the 90s, you know, if you guys remember back in the 90s when the artists used to get signed with the label, they used to drop like 10 singles before you hear their album. or they'll get promoted like crazy and they're on so much other people's tracks and doing a lot of collabos before you actually hear an album. What I was doing, I was trying to be relevant. I was trying to, you know, push out more, so when people looked and blinked their eyes, Dolls the DJ was there, dropping another track, dropping another. You know, every month I dropped a bomb. That was it. I dropped a 6-track bomb every single month. And now, what I'm planning to do now is just after this after this album here, that's the plan, man. Just work on these singles and drop them like a professional artist is supposed to.
I'm thinking of Nipsey Hussle came to mind for some reason. Has he done an album yet?
Nipsey hasn't. You see,
that's what I mean.
That guy is. This is what I mean. These guys. That's what's going on right now. A lot of these artists are trying to do what everybody else did. You could do what everybody else did. You just have to recycle it. What these guys are doing right now, they're trying to do what the artist did yesterday. Mm. They can't do what the artist did yesterday. They gotta do what the artist did 10 years ago. Because what the artist did 10 years ago has already been done and recycled already. So people are not even looking for that now. That's exactly what Drake did. Drake dropped that mixtape like how the artists in the 90s used to drop a mixtape and got signed off a mixtape. Yeah. And actually, he made a lot of money off that mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you remember in the 90s, some artists used to do make so much money off of that mixtape.
Yeah.
And then get signed. And then, you know, they're dropping singles, hitting them with singles, and then they drop an album. Everybody's running to the store to buy their album. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to build back that type of buzz, that realness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself signing with a major, or are you going to keep this independent?
It depends.
Yeah.
It really depends. It depends. I would love to feed my people. If I have a chance to feed my people tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. If, you know, it really depends on what kind of offer I get, basically, right? So.
Kind of a stupid question.
Not a stupid question. You know, a lot of people will say, yeah, you know, I'll sign tomorrow and I'll sign their life away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it really depends on what kind of actual deal I would get, if I would get a proper deal that I want. You know, I took entertainment business management, so I know what to look and have to look for trying to fuck me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those who don't know, the first thing you look for is an entertainment lawyer.
Straight.
Where can people find you online?
You could just Google me, man. I'm Dawes the DJ.
Where is that?
If you don't want to Google, just DawesTheDJ.com.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what it is.
That's D-O-L-L-A-Z.
D-O-L-L-A-Z-D-A-D-E-E-J-A-Y. You know, spell out the DJ, you know what I mean? It's DJ like... As in, not DJ spinning, but DJ as in reggae artists. You know, that's what we call a reggae artist back home, dancehall artists. We call them DJs.
Yes.
So I do the rap chat floating, if you don't know already.
Anybody you wanted to shout out to?
Well, you don't know. I'm in a man's studio. I gotta shout out the man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tear Up. Just, you know, if you guys don't know, since I've been dropping the bombs, Tear Up's been doing mixing and mastering of all my shit. So if you guys have a problem with that, you got a problem with me. Big up Young C, you know, big up 20, big up Dutch, big up the whole LFAM crew, King of the Dot Mans, them big them up of you don't know what going already, man, you know, big up Duke, you know what I mean? You gotta big up the whole set, man, friggin' MDM, GGC, Front Page Family, you gotta big everybody up, man. Low-key and those guys, sorry, Ill Alliance, you them up in Brampton, those guys are gonna be hitting the spot just now, crazy with it. My homie Ross J, he's doing this thing right now, still look out for him.
Yeah!
I am music.
Yeah! Dollars the DJ. Thank you for your time and the talk.
Alright. Don't know, dude.
Good catching up.
Alright.
Yeah. I am music. You know what that means? Mankind's unique skill in creation. Sing, I ain't
said, man, it wasn't for the rubber pump pump. I'll probably be the reason why the fucking cops come. I tell you, boy, Bob didn't sing one love, and Pop didn't live like a thug. Tell me, could music really be what it is? Tell me, would it still play a role in how we live? Nah, I don't think so. Music couldn't really be the same if Chuck Berry never did his thing. If the guitar player didn't play the riff from Muddy Sane, without music, this world wouldn't change. Life without a rhythm's like a torch with no flame. Sound without a vibe is like a flood with no drain. Say, I am music, unique with the rhymes and the melody is fluent. I should be a movement.
Music makes my body proud, especially when the bassline drops. Feel the beat all down my spine. Play the rhythm one more time.
Thanks again to Dollars, and respect to Antifrantic, Adonis Chance, and Jay Downs.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Join me again in 2 weeks for more music and a surprise guest. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
this business isn't necessarily the shallow money trench it once was. The wicked are still rewarded, and good men still die like dogs. But it isn't because they're good or wicked. It's because the wicked know better than to face bomb, spam, and annoy, while the good are susceptible to the notion that business is synonymous with selling out. It's no crime to get paid for doing the right thing, but it is a crime to drive your friends to resentment with sanctimonious bullshit.
Thanks again for listening. Now go do something dangerous.